Welcome to Listen and Learn.
Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I am so glad that you were able to find our podcast. Get ready to have some fun today. It is going to be some awesome content, and I'm so excited again to have you here. If you get a free moment, feel free to go back and listen to the previous episodes and take your time listening to them. There are literally 99 episodes, guys, 99 episodes to listen to, plus this one. That makes 100 episodes, which we're going to talk about in a second. So take your time, break them up, listen to a few here, listen to a few there, and we will go from there, okay? So enjoy. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate your return. It lets me know each and every week that you are enjoying the content and that I am doing something right. So, with that being said, you all, you heard me say it. This is our 100th episode. Cue the air horns, call the news stations, call the radio stations, you guys. 100 episodes, 100 amazing episodes on the Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I am so excited about that. I know that you all are. You all have been talking about this. I'm so happy that we've made it this far. I'm so fortunate to have each one of you amazing listeners all across the globe. We're literally in 40 plus countries, you guys. 40 plus countries. So that is absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad that you all are present and available to join us each and every week. So thank you for tuning in. We're going to have some fun. I hope you all enjoyed the intro of a very special Listen and Learn crew member, the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Faith. She did our intro today, and I'm so thankful for her and her amazing little sister, Naomi. Thank you two beautiful little ladies for taking part in listening to this podcast each and every week, each and every month, and I just really appreciate you. I'm so proud of you for how well you have grown, and I'm so proud of you for incorporating what you have learned in these Listen and Learn lessons to your everyday life. So shout out to you guys, and shout out to your amazing mom and your amazing dad as well. Thank you again for sharing the intro with us, Faith. We appreciate you, little lady. So let's jump right in, you all. We are going to have some fun today talking about road tripping, some road trip fun. As you all know, we are in the summer. We should be relaxing, right? Yes, of course, I'm relaxing. I mean, I'm doing a little bit of work here, a little bit of work there, but I am definitely relaxing this summer. Looking forward to the fun traveling that I have ahead of me. And so that's what it's all about. It's about fun. And if you don't travel frequently, I know I had some kiddos tell me they don't really travel over the summer. That's okay. There are so many fun and exciting things that you can do over your summer break. And so I want you all to keep that in mind, right? Keep that in mind. Have fun. Play video games. Not too many video games throughout the day, right? You want to be sure that you're resting your mind, right? But play video games, play board games with family, play board games with friends, FaceTime with friends, play safe online games with friends. There are a ton of things that you can do. You can sleep in. You can sleep for majority of the day, which is one of my favorite things to do. Don't sleep all day, you guys. Sleep in and then get up and do some things that are productive for your day, right? Because even though you're out of school, it's important for you to keep your mind moving, keep your mind fresh. And so for those of you who are receiving maybe a daily homework sheet or something like that. That's really cool because that really keeps your brain muscle moving, right? So with all that said, let's talk about some road trip fun. Now, many of you might be going on road trips, one or two or a few, throughout the course of this summer, and that's awesome. I want to give you guys a few tips about road trips, right? And we may have talked about this last summer. If you scroll down our list, feel free to go back and look and see what we talked about last summer if we talked about road trips. But I want to kind of update you guys on some things this time around. If you have your Listen and Learn journal available, feel free to get that so you can jot down the notes that we're going to talk about today, the tips that we're going to talk about today. If you don't, or I should say this, if you do have access to one, feel free to write your notes down in it. If you need one, you can check the link in the show notes, and those will be available for you to purchase on Amazon. Your parents can actually purchase those for you if you are under the age of 18, okay? So, if you don't have one or you don't want one, that's perfectly fine too. Just get you a regular notebook at home. You can also grab a sticky note, a notepad, anything to write the notes down. Okay, guys? So be sure to do that as well. So let's jump right in. You know, road trips, I love them. They are fun, but they can be very, very long, right? So, some of the things that I want to share with you all are things that you can do when you are in the car with your parents, with your mom, your dad, with your sibling, your brother, your sister, your cousin, or a friend. One of the most important things you can do is play games, any type of games. I Spy, Simon Says, Quiet Game. I'm sure that's one that the mom and the dad will really love, right? So there's so many games that you can do. If you have electronics time, you can play online games. Just be sure that, again, you're being safe with those. But there are so many things that you can do, so many exciting games that you can play. You can even just have casual conversation with one another, okay? One of the games that we like to play at Listen and Learn in our social groups is Plot Potato. And Plot Potato is just what it is. It's just like Hot Potato, except for it's storytelling, and we are tossing around a plot. Each person has an opportunity to share a plot, and then the next person will add on to the plot, and then the next person will add on to the plot until you have an amazing story that you've built together as a team. And then someone can share an amazing conclusion. So that's one of the highlights that we play, one of the major amazing fun games that we play at Listen and Learn, okay, in our social groups. So I'd encourage you all to play those games in your car as well. Another fun game that I like to play when I'm on road trips is license plate bingo. Or banana. If you see a car that's a banana, that's like the color yellow, you can say banana. Or if you see a red car, you can say apple. Or see if you see a purple car, you can say grape. Whatever you want to do to make the games your own, you can do that as well. Car rides and long car trips are a perfect opportunity for catch-up time with mom and dad, right? You can catch up with them and talk about some of the important things that are going on in your everyday life. And I'm sure that your parents will appreciate that. Another thing that you can do is ask your parents what's going on in their life. As you know, parents have many demands placed on them. So be open and responsive and receptive to asking your parents how they are doing as well. Okay? Now remember, if you need to write these tips down, you might say, Miss Cynthia, you're talking way too fast. Don't worry. You have a pause button that you can press at any time, okay, guys? So feel free to press that to pause me and write down what you need to write down in each and every one of these episodes, okay? So again, fun games. Think of mini games that you can play and play those, okay? things not to do during a car ride. Let's talk about it, okay? I bet you guys are like, wait, what? Yes, it's important. There are some things that you should not do when you are on a car ride. One of the most important things is distract your parents. Your parents, especially the driving parent, they have to pay attention to the road, okay? So when they're paying attention to the road, they don't need you guys in the background bickering, arguing, fussing, any of those things, okay? So do the best you can to stay quiet, stay calm, stay relaxed, stay chill, so that the parents can do the driving and focus on the road to keep you guys safe. Another thing that a lot of kids think is really funny is the, are you there yet? Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? When are we there yet? How many miles? What time is it? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Sounds pretty annoying, right, guys? You could probably make a whole song out of it. But it sounds kind of annoying, and that might be a distraction to the parents. So, yes, it's okay to ask the parents, what time is it? It's okay to ask the parents, are we there yet? But be sure that you do it, and you do it in moderation to where it is maybe one or two times every 100 or so miles, but that it's not a distraction to the parents, okay? Because again, your safety is much, it's just so important. It's really much, very much important to your parents. So we want you all to stay safe and have fun and make it to your destination on those road trips, okay? So keep those things in mind. One of the things I love to do, you all, and we'll get ready to close things out here, and I encourage you all to do as well, is take a nap, right? Take a nice, long, chill nap and relax. That is the best thing that you can do on a road trip, so that when you get to the destination, whether it's the beach, whether it's an amusement park, Disney World, the mountains, wherever you are traveling to explore, once you make it to that destination, you will be refreshed and revitalized and relaxed and ready to explore all that is ahead of you, okay? So be sure that you get you some good rest. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself and have fun on these road trips. If you think of any ideas of something that I might have left out and you want to share, feel free to get your parents' permission to email me at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Parents, thank you so much for your participation today. Thank you for having your kiddos participate with us. I truly appreciate you for that. This has been an amazing journey for me, and I just appreciate all of you all across the globe. I look forward to the day I get to meet each and every one of you, however we might plan to do that. And just say thank you for allowing us to make it to this point, a 100th episode. Absolutely amazing. So I want to thank you all for your continued support in those regards. If you need to reach me, feel free to connect with me at my website at listenandlearnllc.com. I just recently shared the email address. That is for our potential members or potential families, or our current families, obviously, in Kennesaw, Georgia, and in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. So feel free to connect with me for registration information, processes, your free consultation, because you do have a free consultation with me at Listen and Learn LLC to share information about your family, your kiddos' needs, and I am always more than willing to meet with you to see if I can accommodate your kiddo. And if we're going to mesh well together, which I'm sure that we will, so you can connect with me there. If you want to connect with us on our business Facebook page, it is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. We have so many fun and exciting photos and videos there, so feel free to connect with us there as well. You can also find us on your favorite podcast listening outlet. That is Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Alexa, Google Podcast, Overcast, wherever you listen, guess what? We're there. And if you need to call me on the business line, in Georgia, it is 678-919-2117. I'm always more than willing and very elated to connect with each and every one of you. If you would like to connect with me there, just keep in mind, if you're trying to schedule an appointment, that all of our appointments and all of the kiddos' sessions are by appointment only, okay? So please utilize that email address to get something set up so that we can connect, all right? That is it. Parents, you all stay safe, keep those kiddos safe, and enjoy these amazing road trips that you're going to have this summer. Really, any trip in general, whether it's on a plane or a train or a cruise or whatever you all may be doing, enjoy those fun trips, okay? We'll be back next week with more summer fun activities and topics to discuss. So until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.